Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Tuesday, March 26, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. You just heard the commercial for PIEGConnect.com is their website. Presqu'ile Electric and Gas has invested a ton of money into bringing the most reliable, fastest fiber internet in Northeast Michigan. If you are a PIEG customer, you need to switch over today to get this internet service. It is absolutely phenomenal. Fastest downloads. You can download a movie in like 30 seconds. Upload photographs out of your phone. You can store them. You can send emails. You can go online. You can do so much faster, so much smoother, so much more reliable than anything else that's out there. The most expensive, fastest speed, 1 gig, 1,000 Mbps, $94.95 a month with auto pay. You can handle up to 15 devices in your house. Folks, I don't even have 15 devices running right now here at the home studio. We have here 3 laptops, 2 cell phones, and 4 main computers that are tied to the home's internet. The business side, the studio side that communicates with you every day on this radio program has its own separate service. And that one has 12 computers, 4 different routers, all kinds of technology going on in there that I don't even understand. That's Devin Lawrence's job. He does a great job. I don't even want to know what's going on or how to fix it. When something crashes, I know enough to go in and reset a computer. That's all I know how to do. But the point is this. The technology is available. You can get rid of your cable bill. Your cable bill for your cable TV, gone. Absolutely eliminate cable TV. Satellite dishes, gone. Eliminated. Because of the new smart TVs that are out there, and I cannot believe how cheap they are. I don't care if it's Walmart, Meijer, Best Buy, online, wherever you want to shop, you can get a huge big screen TV, smart TV with Roku built right in it. I love our Roku service. Any app, you can download it, put it into the TV. This show you can listen to on your TV. All you have to do is install the TuneIn app. Capital T, capital I, one word, just like on your cell phone. You can put it on your smart TV. Then you search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. If you got a sound system tied to your TV, you can listen to me right through the sound system. Podcast, yourdefendingfathers.com. You can listen to them anytime you want on your phone tied into this internet. You need to get a hold of them. You need to give them a call, their customer service number, anytime that you want to talk to them, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30. Simply give them a call. Their number is 800-423-6634. If you're a PIEG electric customer, call and ask them, do I have the internet service available at my address? If you do, you pay a $100 application that pays for the installation of the cable get you all hooked up. If they don't have it available right now, they'll be able to tell you when it's coming. When it's anticipated, ask them to put you on the list. It's that simple. No contracts, no data limits, super fast speeds. They even have some additional upgrades for $5 a month. They have a mesh extender for increased coverage. It magnifies the signal in your house. You can even be sitting out on your deck or maybe out in your garage, and you can have a smart TV connected to the internet, no problem. Great service, great company. They've invested a ton of money in this network because they want to bring this to their PING customers and provide this service. Love it. Absolutely love it. If you need me to text you the number, just text me PIEG. PIEG. I'll send you the clickable link. You click on it, you call them, find out what's going on in your area. Now, it's kind of interesting. I keep talking about the budget, keep talking about gridlock that's going on in Lansing. Well, one of the things that they're trying to push, and this is interesting, the House employees, legislative office employees at the Michigan State House of Representatives are currently engaging in organizing and becoming unionized through the Teamsters, Local 243. The Teamsters put out a confirmation report after MERS first reported on this a month ago. Employees initially contacted Local 243 in late January, asking to help in organizing to improve their wages, security, workplace fairness, and respect, according to the local president, Scott Queenville, at the 243 local. Union officials, officers met with the employees to discuss strategy and outlined a campaign framework. The president of the local said the Michigan legislative staffers want nothing less than what all workers deserve: a living wage, fair treatment, and respect for the work they perform on behalf of our elected officials and citizens of the state of Michigan. He described the effort as overwhelmingly positive as the union continues to collect authorization cards. Once the necessary numbers are collected, they're going to take it then to the Michigan Employment Relations Commission to hold a union recognition vote. This is the first phase of a multi-stage process that will continue over the next several weeks. All eyes will be watching this important and historic campaign, Queenville said. Just like the Teamsters who launched practice pickets that won a new UPS contract. UAW members who went on strike against the Big Three to negotiate their new contracts. The Michigan Legislative Office employees deserve a union contract that will provide better wages, improved security and respect, and give these employees an equal and absolutely loud voice in dealing with the state government. What's that going to result in? Exactly what he just said. Higher wages, improved security, I don't know what that means. And respect. Like, the elected officials don't respect their staffers now, I guess. Evidently, some of them don't feel respected. But when it comes to better wages, what that means, bottom line, it'll cost more money to fund our government in Lansing. Well, the pro-union Democrat governor, Gretchen Whitmer, she won't have a problem with that. Democrat state reps, state senators, they won't have a problem with it. We have a blank check. We can spend money on anything we want, and the taxpayers of the state of Michigan, they'll have to foot the bill. These millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars that we're giving as incentives to new businesses to come to Michigan, at the same time not giving any money to our existing businesses that have been here for years, family businesses. I was with Frisky Farm Market yesterday, Richard and Wendy Frisky, four generations. I asked them point blank, how much economic development money have you guys received from the state of Michigan? He looked at me and laughed. The bottom line is this budget is out of control, and the way they're managing things in Lansing is only causing the expenses to go up. That's the bottom line. Well, that's one reason why I am a big supporter of us getting the signatures for Axe My Tax. It needs to be on the ballot. We need to eliminate property taxes across the entire state and force Lansing to stop this crazy spending. There's other ways to pay for government. You don't need property taxes to do it. AXMITax.org. Go there today and request a couple of petition sheets. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. I'll come out and do a free home inspection. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. We will keep you safe and comfortable for years to come. Have a blessed day.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. A little housekeeping here, getting to your text messages. Scott, listening to us down in Livingston. Chuck or Andy, you are being very charitable by doing your show every day. Telling the truth is a charitable act. Without a doubt, I appreciate very much for the truth that you provide. You have more life experiences than I have. God bless you. You're always in my thoughts and prayers. You are the best. I like your approach to things. I like the way you think. Thank you, Scott. Greatly appreciate that. Dave in Sheboygan. Yeah, here we go. Just more big government. Absolutely, absolutely. He says BS, but I know you can't say that on the radio. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Pat McCormick. Whitmer is offering $500 a month to people if they want to house illegals in their home. What a joke. No, it's not a joke. It's for real. And some people, maybe they're desperate. Things are tight. They have an extra bedroom. They have a finished basement, whatever. They might just take advantage of that. County Commissioner Nikki Coons, Manistee County. You mean to tell me the House staffers don't make a living wage? I call BS. Cut the reps' pay and give the staffers their money. They probably do more than most reps do anyways. Dave Ajima, former state representative, you just referred to Nikki. Would this unionization have prevented me as a state rep from firing a worthless staff member? Absolutely, you bet. This is total BS. Man, I'm getting a lot of BS this morning from you guys. Because it is. It's absolutely bull crap. I'll give you a perfect example real quick. Dodge truck. Summer of 1976. Graduated high school, was going to Michigan State University, Lyman Briggs pre-med in the fall. Was not ever going to be a UAW member. I worked there 89 days and quit. I was never a UAW member. But I paid dues. They took it out of my paycheck automatically anyway. I was totally ticked about that because that was my beer and pizza money. Dodge Truck at the time had two plants. The main plant for the pickup trucks. And then they called it, for some reason, the header plant. because the heads of RVs, remember those half vans Dodge used to make? They would ship them down to Indiana, and the trailer companies down there would build them out. They were kind of like half a van, and then they'd put the big camper box on the back. That was done at Header House. There was a division between the two buildings. Well, one of the drivers, as we built the half vans off the pickup line, would put a padded seat with a plywood handle on it underneath the cushion because there was no bucket seats in them yet. They would grab their wooden handle plywood and their cushion and put it on the brackets and slowly drive those half vans over for final inspection and shipping them out on trailers to go to Indiana. This one woman was so drunk, had worked there for years and years and years, was a union UAW member. She ran into a high-low driver doing almost 40 miles an hour when she should have been doing about 5 to 7, maybe 10 miles an hour. She was doing 40. She came around the corner. There was the high-low, and she just smacked him. The van was completely totaled. The engine was pushed right back past the seat where she was sitting. Transmission, everything was destroyed. The truck was destroyed. No seatbelt on. She went through the window. The high-low driver was almost killed. She hit him so hard, she knocked the high-low over. Do you know how much those weigh? I don't even know the actual weight of them, but they're heavy. Knocked the high-low over on its side. The driver went flying. Blood everywhere. The UAW got her job back with back pay. The company fired her immediately. You're fired. You're out of here. Not only did they pay all her medical bills, but in restitution, they ended up having to give her back all of her back pay she missed, her average paycheck, for I believe it was 12 weeks, they said. It ended up being 3 months. Because of the UAW. I said right then, right there, I am a right-to-work advocate. No company should have to suffer employees' activities like that. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me. If I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1.